I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, February 14th is Valentine's Day, a time to celebrate love and relationships. It is also Pet Theft Awareness Day, a yearly observance started in 1988 by Last Chance for Animals. It is estimated that every year in this country, 2 million pets are stolen, and the problem is growing, according to the American Kennel Club, which has tracked stolen dog reports for the past 10 years. Almost any place a pet can be left unattended, it is at risk for being snatched. Sometimes it's a neighbor who doesn't want a pet around, or even an angry spouse or companion, but the greatest danger is from those who stand to make a profit from a stolen pet. An animal might sometimes be held for ransom in hopes the owner will be willing to pay to get their furry buddy back. Purebred animals may be sold to unwitting buyers, to pet stores, to puppy mills, and any pet may be used as bait in dogfighting rings. What can you do to protect your pet and keep it safe at home with you? Don't leave your pet outside unattended for long periods of time, even in a fenced yard. Some experts recommend a lock on the gate to prevent anyone from opening it without your knowledge. If you take your dog for a walk on a leash, don't tether it to a lamp post or fence while you run into a store for a minute, and consider not letting your cat have the run of the neighborhood. If you haven't done so already, have your pet spayed or neutered. It will be less attractive to a thief when it can't be used for breeding. And have your pet microchipped. Collars and ID tags can be removed, but a microchip can be used to identify the pet and its legitimate owner. If you think your pet has been stolen, file a police report right away. Then post flyers, tell your neighbors, use social media to spread the word, and check the want ads. More than one owner of a stolen pet has found it being offered for sale there. This Valentine's Day, remember that it is also Pet Theft Awareness Day, and show a little extra love to your best friend by keeping it safe at home with you when you're speaking of pets.